Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to half of today's show. I can't believe it. I'm so sorry that I woke up so early that I went back to sleep, but I don't think, again, now this is weird. Okay, so my alarm didn't go off. Again, that is just too weird. So I'm very sorry. So good morning. What a way to start a Friday. It just has to happen every once in a while to keep us all having a good time while we're doing this show. But sorry for waiting. I know you guys had to wait. So either way, I'll start up the chat. And I have questions. I do have a lot of questions for today, and I knew all that. That's so weird. I'm a little bit surprised. But either way, we're going for it. Let's go for our questions. I have a question by Leah. So Leah's question is, hi, Nadia. I have a question. Let me see if I can make more room here. Great. I have a question. If things in our dreams are symbols that work for everybody, because till now I was under the impression that they're not. Aside from snakes, rebirth, goats, equal resilience, and feathers, the dead, LOL. Okay, because of how many people who call themselves psychics often say, if you dream this, then it means that, and it's all just made up for them to get money or attention. But then I came across the meaning of a snake, and it really is general. I'm thinking about people who listen to the Dream Theme Thursday shows, for example, in the future, and they hear how somebody dreamed about a PC screen or this or that. Will they be able to draw conclusions about their dreams from that if they are similar or if nothing as it seems, it's better not to make assumptions about what it might be? Thanks. Well, I wouldn't go making general assumptions. I honestly, the Dream Theme Thursday show is so much fun for me, but I didn't realize that I knew a lot of stuff. So I started reading about dreams, just, you know, about my dreams a long time ago, and I never really went back to it. I never thought anything of it, but sometimes you have these dreams, you really want to dig in. So just knowing about like snakes shedding their skin or something like that, you have to really know a lot about life to understand it's just symbolism. But having said that, I've never been to a psychic or anything like that. So I don't know what they say, what they do, how they do it. I thought that psychics were more about future and not about present or about dreams. So I don't know. I can't say what that is. But I do know that when I read somebody's dream and there is a bunch of circumstances in it, because they'll remember seeing a dad or a mom, or they'll remember being in a place that they were when they were a kid, or maybe they were in it as an adult, or, you know, all these different variables that come with dreams. Then I just, when I'm reading the dream, I don't know what happens to me. It just shows up at my door, and I share it with you. And it ended up being really fun because through people's dreams, I felt like I was learning something. And that was very cool. Just the fact that I felt like, wow, you know, this isn't just, wow, I left with something today. And it's also really fun listening to people's dreams, like what they're thinking in that, because it reminds you, too, that you're not so crazy. And you're not thinking these crazy things either. And it kind of takes something that seems so far out and so crazy when you're saying it to, oh, wow, that meant that? Why didn't they just tell me? Why doesn't anybody just tell me that? So that's pretty funny that, you know, we get to share them and have fun with them, even someone who has nightmares, and that's just stuff exiting. So it's coming out, and we look at it as coming in, and we get scared, and we, you know, freak out and all of these things, but it's coming out. So So when you know that it's only good news, as it turns out, one of my favorite things about seeing Christ, and I will say this for the rest of my life over and over again, one of my favorite things is that there was never, ever, until now, through me anyway, because I'm hearing, you know, through Facebook that there are people who have other ideas and they see or hear other things. But from what my part in all of this, there has never yet been a downside. Nothing. Even with people's dreams, there's something in me that only sees what we're made of. I don't see what takes us away. If someone comes at me and wants to take away from me, I handle myself. I can do that now. At first, I wasn't so good at it, but I'm really good at it now. There's no way, because I don't deserve that, and they don't really deserve to be doing it, but for some reason, if they need to do it, they're free to roam. But only because I know there isn't a dark side. There is, when we say, oh, there's a dark side, you know, there's a right and a wrong, a bad and a good and all of that. Yeah, I get that that happens. I get that people do that. I get that it exists. But as far as God goes, there isn't anything that we see in movies or we see in any weird places, because I haven't seen it yet. So wherever it might exist, somebody who might get that information, maybe they're getting that information for another reason and I'm getting this information for the reason I'm getting it. But my whole job is love, and I'm tied into, you know, I know it was Christ I saw, and Christ is the angel of love. So maybe that's why. I don't know, but I have never seen evidence of anything that takes away from us. So I feel really good about that. I see in the chat, Marco, good morning. He says, hello, everyone. I had difficulty with the connection. Marco, I was late. I have overslept because I woke up so early that but I don't know where my alarm went. That's 2 days in a row. And last night I did it to make sure because it happened yesterday, but I woke up earlier and stayed awake. And then it happened again today. So no difficulty. The connection was me. I was MIA. And good morning to Liam and to Francis as well. Sorry, guys. So I have another question. And this one is from Maria. And Maria says, dear Nadia, I have a question for Questions Friday. If possible, when our lives is this? Wait, if possible, about our lives in this, in quotes, vacation on planet Earth, when we choose to come here, do we agree with certain amounts? Let me see, I got to make that bigger. Certain amounts of years or the necessary time to accomplish the challenges? Yes, you do. I don't know, you know, the answer to that is yes. We say, okay, you know, whatever. But sometimes, and this is what happened. I know this is one of the things Christ said to me when I first saw him, was that we're going back and we're not done. We haven't finished our missions. We didn't finish what we came here to do. So it was like, oh, wow, people aren't using their free will. We're here to use our free will. And you know, we're dying old people, and we didn't finish for some reason. We didn't do that. So, but generally, that's how, I mean, it's not, you know, that's a question about predestination. It's not predestination. It's just that around the time you're done is when you'll be done. You'll finish here. But if someone came here, let's say, and they were born or they were an abortion or they died early, usually that is a definite because they came to live this short life and teach all of these lessons to other people, because we're only learning from each other. And sometimes, you know, you might live in an area that has toxic water and people are dying from the water or something like that. And you're one of the people to bring it to notice. And you'd be surprised how simple the lessons are. You would be surprised. You'd be surprised how easy it is. to think to come here and then to come here and decide what you want to learn while you're here. And you also will be surprised when we do go back that everything happens so quickly here. There is no time there. So for them, you barely left. You just, your soul came here, blew up into this blow up of time. It's like a balloon blows up and a life lives in it. But the balloon is still skinny at the tip, and that tip is home. You'll always be close to that. But everything that goes on in that balloon is where you live until you're done. Earth has so many different fascinating facets to it because we have nature, we have each other, we have stuff we make, stuff we do for every period of time. But we've also grown into a dictated culture in a way. Like, oh, wow, you're a teenager. Teenagers go nuts. Oh, wow, you're in your young 20s. Go out and drink your head off. Wow, at 21, go out and drink your head off. Then, you know, all these stages. Okay, now do this, now do that. And I hear so many parents, and I was one included. Oh, my gosh, here it comes. And then sure enough, it comes. And when it's that predictable, it's kind of boring in a way, but we really didn't know what other options we had. We all thought, oh, that's what's normal. Great, my kids are normal. Oh, that's what kids do. And then I realized, wow, why do we do that? There's so much trouble around the things that we're told are normal to do. And yet, it's like accepted on one hand and not on the other. So we've taken life and we've shrink-wrapped it. It's shrink-wrapped right now. But it's coming out of that. And believe it or not, this administration, current administration, has been a big help in that. Because it's forced people to get mad one way or the other. And it forced us to talk about why we're upset. At first, we were mad at each other and took sides. And I thought, okay, if that isn't the most ridiculous thing. We all want to live and let live until somebody doesn't agree with us. But at that point, you know, we have to ride it out. We're here. Whether or not we like it, we're here. But it has literally turned everything upside down, good, bad, or indifferent. And we come out of our homes now. And we talk to each other, and we've met each other. When we had 9/11, and I'm not equating this election to 9/11, but I am saying that that brought everybody out. Everyone came out, but we had Facebook and everyone connected. Everybody wanted to know each other, not right away because Facebook, I don't know if Facebook was out when 9/11 happened, but right after in those years, and we'd meet somebody from India or Germany or Spain or Brazil or Canada or the Netherlands or England. And they would be on Facebook and we would talk to them. We'd be like, wow, I know people in all these countries. That's so cool. And now we have Instagram, and then Twitter came in. Remember when Twitter, you know, and Ashton Kutcher used to be on it all the time in the beginning. And all these things connected us. So now whatever happens in the world, we do talk about it to each other. And, you know, I've never seen anyone as mean about their opinions until this current administration. I've never seen such a divide, but it also tells you that we do still have some great amount of passion in us. Absolutely great passion. So while you're here, enjoy the fact that you are here, because worrying about being here while you're here, you know, maybe not worth it. It makes people feel like life is not worth it. But keep accomplishing, keep trying. When we're done, for the most part, we go home, generally around in the same area for the age. It's not like it's so specific that, oh, my God, if you were going to die at 90 years in one day, that you would die at 90 years in one day. It doesn't happen like that. But, you know, don't get all freaked out about it. It's just whenever you're ready to go, you go. And anyone who has gone through an illness where they thought they were leaving but came back to tell us or had near-death experiences, I have not met yet or read yet anyone who was really, really scared of dying. If they were, they stayed until they were okay. You know, initially everyone's scared of dying, but once you accept the fact that you may not stay, you find a way to cope, and you're actually more calm than the people who come to see you. It's a very interesting dynamic. But it's a good thing. So live on. Enjoy this coming weekend. You guys, thank you for waiting for me. Eliana, thank you for calling me. Oh, my gosh. What a day. What a way to start today. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.